Half a minute to go in overtime. Ducks on the power play, 4-on-3. Granlin walks it in left wing side, slows things up. 22 seconds ago, John Carlson center point. Hands to Cutter Gauthier, they'll trade places. Gives it right back to Carlson. Cutter Gauthier, left side circle, down low. Granlin along the goal line. Cutter Gauthier doesn't shoot. 10 seconds to go. Here's Granlin. Gauthier, one-timer blocked. And it bounces to the point, kept in. 6 seconds to go. Carlson walks to the left circle, hold, sets up Granlin. One-timer, he scores! Oh, sweet Satsy Valatsy! It's Mikhail Granlin with the hat trick winner in overtime. And the Ducks take 2 points from Calgary.
Number 64, are you serious? Wow. What a tally with 1 second left on the clock in overtime. Mikhail Granlin does it again.
His 17th, 18th, and 19th of the season. He ties the game up in overtime as the Ducks earn their 17th overtime shootout victory of the season, the most in a single year in Ducks history.
And as much as you want to feel bad for the opposition, you just can't. You just cannot. It just, these guys are here to play. They are for real. They mean business. And it's just so fun to watch from the coaching staff on down, from Ville Husso tonight on out. Everyone did what it took to get the 2 points here. Just a hats off to the Calgary Flames for giving it all they had, but it's just a testament to the good guys.
Well, the Ducks take this one. That's 86 points on the season. Their 41st victory of the year. They'll remain first in the Pacific Division. I didn't get a look. We'll have to check the scores as Edmonton was in Las Vegas tonight. So big 2 points on the line for both of those clubs. But you talk about, Emmer, despite how this game wasn't the prettiest from either clubs, really, the Ducks found a way to win. And that goes a long way, I would imagine, as you're building confidence. And even in, when you get to playoff hockey, it doesn't matter. A win's a win.
I just love their responses, right? They had great responses after the two reviewed goals. Now, of course, that first one, I mean, that might have been one of their better shifts without scoring a goal in the game. So great response there. Great response after Klapka in that goal that was reviewed, or the non-goal that they had to review after the fact. And it's just, for me, that's what it was all about, right? Because we've been hit or miss seeing the responses, whether or not the Anaheim Ducks have come out with the 2 points in those games in particular, right? They've just been hot and cold. But I can honestly say that every time they needed to answer the bell, answer the call, they were up for the challenge. They made it happen. And at the top of the list was Mikhail Granlin. I mean, what a phenomenal performance. I look forward to seeing him in playoffs and really following up what was a huge playoff performance with the Dallas Stars last season. I mean, he's coming to that playoff form, right? And, well, he's
at the right time.
Yes, he's staying healthy right now. I think this is the beginning for Mikhail Granlin just to have an excellent last stretch of the regular season.
7 goals over his last 4 games as he gets the winner in overtime. And the Ducks 2-0 on this quick 3-game road trip through Western Canada. And their next opponent, the Edmonton Oilers, on a Saturday afternoon from Edmonton, Alberta. Well, that's going to wrap things up on my side. Be sure to stick around for the post-game show with Emerson Edom and Alexis Downey, who will be joined on the other side of this break. I want to thank Zane back in studio and John Bruins, our excellent engineer, making sure that we sound good, bringing you this exciting game as the Ducks prevail 3-2 in overtime. Anaheim Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network has been brought to you by UCI Health. Discover how a marsh can be healing. Get ready for a place born of the healing powers of breakthroughs and tranquility. This is where community meets innovation, where game-changing research takes place beside soul-affirming nature, all in the name of a healthier Orange County. Discover the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. AD and Emmer on the other side of this break with the post-game show. You've been listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
Texas Spirit started with Tito's Handmade Vodka. We were the first legal distillery in Texas. Still Texas made and owned. Still making the smoothest juice around. Remember, just because it looks like vodka doesn't mean it tastes like Tito's. 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
After 10 years, Mana returns to Anaheim. Two nights full of music, love, and rock and roll. Mana, Vivir's United Tour at the Honda Center. Brand new production. All the hits. All the energy and passion of Mana live on stage. Honda Center, June 5th and 6th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Yamaha Resort and Casino at San Manuel.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to Anaheim Ducks Hockey, live on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks extend their win streak to 4 games now thanks to a hat-trick night from Mikhail Granlund at the Scotiabank Saddledome. 3-2, the final score in overtime. The Ducks take down the Calgary Flames. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham. And Emmer, this wasn't the most exciting game by any means, but Mikhail Granlund would be the one to bring the excitement in the very last second of that overtime frame. Can you talk about just what you saw from him tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't just the offensive plays. It was his backup game. I mean, just several times him just putting his head down and skating relentlessly, tracking back and lifting sticks and great sticks on, turning pucks over. And I just, you know, the guy's got ice in his veins. When he's right place, right time, and it wasn't even the right place there on that second post and end goal. I mean, he was in a somewhat good place, but he made that level of a shot just looks so easy. And just how about the follow-up? How about the precision on that last goal? The overtime winner, that had the same precision as that near side shelf shot on the entry for his first goal. So the guy's just money through and through, 80.
7 goals in his last 4 games. He gets his hat trick winner in this one here tonight. Similar how to the Ducks were the last time they played in Calgary when Beckett Seneca got the winner. Also a hat trick for him. That was back in January earlier this season. So let's get into the highlights from this game. Starting in the first period, just 3 minutes into it, we saw a goal from Calgary, but the Ducks were able to challenge for offside and it was deemed no goal. 0-0. We moved to the second, and something about this Ducks team, they just don't like to score first at this point in the season. It was Blake Coleman for the Flames getting them on the board. 1:06 into that second frame. 1-0 after that, but the Ducks, Mikhail Granlund answered back. 3:07 into the second.
Collected by Granlund. He's got Seneca with him. Granlund shoots, scores! Make it 4 in a row for Mikhail Granlund as he wires it home top shelf from the high slot, and the Ducks tie the game at 1.
And Emmer, as you were just saying, there was that perfect shot. He was in the slot just coming through, and there's a bit of traffic for him to take that shot.
Well, AD, I've mentioned this several times over the last few broadcasts, just his patented windup, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't shoot it oftentimes right away. He just pulls that puck back, and that's why he gets so much velocity behind his shots. Now, some guys use different flexes, right? A guy like Cutter Gauthier, a guy like Mason McTavish, they're more on the flexier side of their sticks. That's why it doesn't take that much for them to just flick the wrist and get high velocity off their shots. But I got a hunch, and off the triple check here, what the flex is on Mikhail Granlund, but I'm guessing he's maybe on the stiffer side of those sticks there. And boy, he just knows what to do when it comes to winding up and firing that puck.
And it was perfect that you guys had him on after that first period to have that first intermission interview, just talking about what he was seeing in the game. Good timing leading into that second period where he was able to get that goal early. So it was 1-1. After 2 periods of play, we moved into the third period. We saw another goal from Calgary, 2-1 at that point. And then the Ducks got on the board again, tied it up on the pass time. Mikhail Granlund getting his second of the night.
And reset, Cutter Gauthier, right half wall. Hands off John Carlson. They score! A pair of goals for Mikhail Granlund. Ties this one up at 2.
What a tough angle that one was from, Emmer.
Yeah, no, I'm still thinking about it to this second. He's going down on one knee. And how about that Selly too, AD? I mean, I know you can Selly like he did right there, but not too many people can Selly after a big goal like that. So it just, everything flowed together. It was the going down to one knee, the near side post and in, just a high caliber shot and just a money Selly.
Yeah, it certainly was. And coming at a good time, of course, late in that third period, we moved into the overtime frame. And that's where we saw Mikhail Granlund finishing it off. And it was actually a power play goal as well that gave him the winner.
Carlson walks to the left circle, holds, sets up Granlund. One timer, he scores! Oh, sweet Satsy Velasty! It's Mikhail Granlund with the hat trick winner in overtime. And the Ducks take 2 points from Calgary.
Not only that, just 1 second left in the overtime. I mean, Emmer, we have seen this team come back and have dramatic endings all season long, but another close one down to the wire just doesn't come as a surprise anymore.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And I just think the conversation, the talk about, you know, scoring the first goal, lack of scoring the first goal, I just think that's just kind of on the back burner, right? I mean, it doesn't really matter. I think it matters more for other teams, but there's just a certain identity with this Ducks team that it just doesn't faze them. It's happened enough. Maybe that's part of it. Calm within the storm, but I just think this isn't the first time I've said it, but they're a team that when their backs are against the wall, they play in collective nature, and I say that standpoint, but they just put the burners on when they're under duress and really being attacked hard. They just they come back even harder.
Yeah, that's a great point. And as for this, I want to go back to the third period too. The Ducks lost Radko Gudas. Did you end up seeing Pavel Mintikov out on the ice through the end of that game?
You know what? I actually missed Beckett Seneca last game and his lack of ice time really from the 3 minutes into that third period on. So if he missed quite a few shifts, AD, I missed it. It went right over my head as well.
Well, you know, he got hit up high in the ribs and wasn't sure if he was able to return back to the ice. But hopefully it's just a bruise and he's able to get ready for that next game on Saturday. Emmer, I mean, this has been a successful road trip for this Ducks team. They're able to get two wins, of course, divisional opponents. And they have one more on Saturday, and it's a meaningful one against an Oilers team that is right behind them in the standings. Anything in particular you want to see cleaned up into that one?
Well, it's going to be similar, and I turn to Aaron just because from, you know, my role, my job here tonight, it makes the timing a little bit more difficult when there's so much early exit. So it's going to be back and forth in a different way in this next game. It's going to be back and forth because the Edmonton Oilers, they transition so well. Calgary transitioned well. I mean, they had a lot of odd man rushes, and it's something that the Ducks, they just must clear up, because we all remember, even though the good guys came out with the dub against Edmonton last time these two teams met back at Honda Center, we all remember how many odd man rushes were. They give up the same amount as in that game. It's just going to be a different story. So this is a quick transition team. It's going to be back and forth, and I see it a lot, especially against high octane offensive teams like this Edmonton Oilers team. But the Anaheim Ducks, they must dictate the play. They got to be the ones grabbing the puck and going. They just can't wait for Edmonton to grab the puck and start orchestrating plays, because it could pose trouble.
It always feels like a shootout whenever you play the Edmonton Oilers, the amount of goals that they're able to put up, and that's been the case whenever Anaheim has seen them this season. Maybe it'll be a different story on Saturday, but Emmer, I know you guys are dealing with quite a bit of snow in Calgary, so hopefully you won't have too much in Edmonton.
Yeah, a little bit of a rocky landing. So let's just hopefully we get up in the air with the ease, and hopefully it's a smooth landing as well, because, I mean, you know, these late winters into spring, it gets cold up here, of course, up north here. So hopefully it's a smooth sailing flight, and hopefully an even smoother game upcoming against the Edmonton Oilers.
Looking forward to that one on Saturday. Thanks for joining us here, Emmer. We're going to take a break on. When we come back, we're talking about this Ducks win over the Calgary Flames tonight.
This December will bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital. World-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
To Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Checked Allstate first and saved hundreds on my car insurance. Really smart. Unfortunately, I didn't check if I left the pizza box on top of my car before driving home. Not smart. Oh, and a semi just turned my deep dish into a thin crust.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Potential savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities at the club level, reserved parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
Post-game show, the Ducks take down the Calgary Flames on the road tonight. 3-2, the final score in Calgary and at the Scotiabank Saddledome. The final game and trip up there this season. That leaves only one season left to take place in the Saddledome. So the Ducks are going to see Calgary one more time before the end of the season. And all three of these games against Calgary this season have gone into extra time. And the Ducks have been able to come away with the win in each of these meetings. Tonight, no different, of course. Mikael Granlund finishing it off not only with a power play goal, with the game winner with just 1 second left. He now has 19 goals on his season. And as the guys were talking about during the broadcast, just coming alive at the right time. We know how good he was when he was a part of the Dallas Stars in their postseason run last year. And that is one of the reasons the Ducks targeted him during free agency back in July. They wanted a guy that could live up to moments and play with that veteran experience. Granlund's been in this league for a long time. He's been on a number of teams. He's experienced a lot of different situations, and it's showing in the way he is in these types of games, really, on the ice. So great stuff from him. And as for the Ducks in this game tonight, I want to run through a couple of the stats from this one. 33 shots on goal. They had the majority of their shots in that third period, putting a lot more pressure on the Flames then. 15 shots by Anaheim in that third period. For faceoffs, they finally got back to the 50-plus percent range. They ended at just under 52%, so that was good on that end to see them winning some more draws, because they had been struggling the last two games there despite their winning outcomes. As for the power play, we mentioned it. Mikael Granlund, 2 power play goals tonight. So the Ducks went 2-for-5 there, and they went a perfect 1-for-1 on the PK, which is good to see. They were very disciplined in this game. And you know, it was a game, as I mentioned, Emerson, not the most exciting game by any means. A lot of back and forth chances. Didn't really see a spark in either team, especially early in this game. Felt like it was not the best sign for Calgary when they had that 3-on-0 chance and they have made one too many passes and weren't even able to get a shot on Ville Husso. That is something that you don't see happen very often in the NHL. And unfortunately for Calgary, but fortunately for the Ducks, they were able to just miss out on that one. Now, there were a couple other early odd man rushes against. Got a little bit worried about that, as Emerson was talking about the speed that Calgary can bring off the rush, but the Ducks were able to manage that there tonight. On the flip side of that, Anaheim, some early missed passes from the Ducks in that first period. Not the cleanest first period. The second period, they weren't really capitalizing on some of their scoring chances. They had some turnovers and weren't winning puck battles. So as I said, just not the most exciting game, not the cleanest game by Anaheim. You take a look at some of their other stats in this one. Did like the discipline, of course, as I mentioned, but 22 hits by the Ducks, 14 block shots, 16 giveaways. So that talks about chances that they were giving up for Calgary. Calgary on the flip side of that, 24 giveaways. So that's also, of course, why the Ducks are able to find some good looks. And some other stats that stand out, of course, Mikael Granlund's 3 goals. Well, he had 6 shots on goal, so he led the team on that end tonight. Cutter Gauthier behind him with 5. And as for the faceoffs, I mentioned the Ducks' overall number, but leading the way there tonight, let's take a look, was Cutter Gauthier, actually. 3-2, 60% in faceoffs. So That's been someone that we've been keeping an eye on in the faceoff circle. He's been taking more and more in this second half of the season. And even situationally, starting that overtime frame, we saw on the ice was Gauthier Carlson. Well, Leo Carlson. We now have to say Leo Carlson to make sure we have the right Carlson when we're talking about him. And then Jackson Lacombe. So talk about how Cutter able to take that first draw instead of Leo, which I find a bit interesting that they opted to put Cutter in the faceoff dot to take that first one. But ultimately, the Ducks controlling a little bit more in that overtime frame, and then Calgary taking that really, really bad too many men penalty late in that overtime frame and giving the Ducks that extra skater. And when you have a 4-on-3 in an overtime period, I mean, that is tough to defend. And you have a good feeling if you're the Ducks. And we saw assistant coach Jay Woodcroft drawing up a play with the team right before that, trying to make sure they were able to find something. And it was, of course, Mikhail Granlund that comes away getting that game-winning goal. So good on the Ducks to find a way to get a victory tonight. They extend their lead at the top of the Pacific now, 86 points. They have 41 wins, this nice four-game win streak as well. So wanted to mention that the Oilers and Golden Knights are playing tonight, the second and third place teams in the division right now. It is tied. It is late in the third period, so we're going to keep an eye on that one. Although, despite that game, as I mentioned, the Ducks have a nice lead at the top of the division now at 86 points. Oilers 79 behind them, so we'll see what happens in that game. But otherwise, Anaheim sitting in a good spot as they head into their final game on this road trip against the Edmonton Oilers. So we're going to take a break here on the post-game show, keep talking about this game here tonight, and a couple other things I wanted to get to before we wrap things up and look ahead to that game on Saturday.
Made vodka. We were the first legal distillery in Texas. Still Texas made and owned. Still making the smoothest juice around. Remember, just because it looks like vodka doesn't mean it tastes like Tito's. 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
5 seconds of summer are back. See them live in concert. 5 seconds of summer. Everyone's a Star World Tour. Playing songs off their new album, including Not Okay. Live at Honda Center Saturday, June 27th. Plus special guests. Tickets now at LiveNation.com. 5 seconds of summer. The brand new album, Everyone's a Star, is available everywhere now. For more, visit 5sauce.com.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veoza, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. Symptoms are hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause. Veoza can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veoza and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veoza if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veoza. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veoza.com. That's Veoza.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So I opened a restaurant and needed everything. Menus, signage, catering brochures.
Everything and then some.
I went to Staples. They printed it all and even suggested takeout menus.
One money pit with a side of fries.
But now at Staples, you get up to $125 off custom print orders.
$125 off? Now you're cooking. Brand your business in a big way at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in store, online, or in the app by 418 to unlock. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Ducks fans, make your next game a one to remember with a private suite. Food, drinks, and more where you and up to 40 friends are available to book today. For inquiries, visit hondacenter.com/rental suites.
All right, and we are back here on the post-game show talking about this Ducks win tonight in overtime over the Calgary Flames. Also wanted to make a couple notes heading into this one tonight. Troy Terry out with an injury, and he is day-to-day on that end. And not having him, we saw Frank Vetrano slot in on that top line. So the Ducks able to get this win without Troy Terry, who has been really good for this team as of late. Also, they were without Jansen Harkins, who is also day-to-day. So we saw some shifts there in the lines. And then, of course, heading into that third period, Radko Gudas out, lower body injury. He did not return. So that meant that there was some shifting on the back end, and we even saw it further when Pavel Mintikov went down. So John Carlson, we've been talking about him since he arrived to Anaheim. Officially a point per game player, 6 points in his was his, well, we'll call it season high with the Ducks. Since he joined the Ducks, he had almost 27 minutes of ice time tonight. And we know that a lot of that is because of the shifting with the guys going out. But for John Carlson, what a difference maker he's been. 5 points in two games, his last two games with the team. So someone that came in at the right time for this team, especially who knows with the status of both, you know, Gudas and Mintikov, of course, hoping they're both okay and ready to go on Saturday. And same with Harkins and Terry, although I did hear that Harkins did return back to SoCal. So that one might be a little bit longer on that end. We'll have to get an update hopefully next week when the Ducks are back at home. But yeah, so, you know, injuries, the team has dealt with a number of them this season and it's been up and down. But despite that, they've found ways to win. They've found ways to rally together. And on that end too, we've seen the consistency in the lines more recently, and I feel like that's really helped this team. We've seen that in particular second and third line remain the same. The second line of Killorn, Granlund, and Seneca, they've been playing so well together. Obviously, Granlund having that success these last few games. And then that third line, VL, Poehling, and Gauthier, they've also gelled really well together. So I'm not surprised. And then, of course, the top line, aside from Troy Terry. But, you know, I'm not surprised that the coaching staff opted to not shift those lines too much despite the injuries and kind of stick with what's been working, because that's what's led to the Ducks' four-game win streak right now. And this is all coming at the right time, as this was game number 72 on the season. Not many games left, of course, as we look into the rest of the regular season. And this Ducks team just really putting themselves in a good spot. Still would love to see, you know, I know as Emery and I were talking about better starts from this group, would like to see a better start. Hopefully getting on the board first, but maybe that's just not in their DNA. And that's what we're saying at this point in the year with not, like I keep saying, not many games left, and maybe it just isn't in their DNA, but it's something that they're going to have to figure out for the playoffs, because that is a whole nother animal. And while, of course, a lot of these young players, the majority, actually, I shouldn't even say a lot of them, these young players have not taken part in the playoffs, and there's the veterans that have, and with, you know, other teams mostly, but it's a whole nother experience. And, you know, I think that having that veteran leadership is going to be really helpful for these young players as we get closer to that. And it's going to be really exciting. I know I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but I feel pretty confident in saying all of that, especially with where the Ducks are sitting, you know, with just the little games that they have left at this point. So that next game on Saturday, taking on the Edmonton Oilers. They're in overtime now with the Vegas Golden Knights. Also, some other score updates I can share with you in terms of the Pacific Division. The Kings up 4-0 on the Canucks with just 1 minute to go in the third period. The Kraken took down the Lightning in overtime. That was a big 2 points for them tonight. Let's take a look. The Sharks fell in overtime. Anyone else that could be relevant for this Ducks team? No, we'll say not. But Capitals took down the Mammoth tonight 7-4. Alex Ovechkin had a hat trick in that game I saw as well. The Predators lost to the Devils. That has some wild card implication standings on the line there. So again, another night with a lot of hockey, and there's going to be a lot of hockey on Saturday as well. There's so many sports going on right now. It's hard to keep up with it. Baseball having their opening day, and then, of course, NCAA March Madness and hockey, and it's such an exciting time if you're a sports fan. And you could just turn the TV on and watch sports all day. That's the beauty of it right now. Just make sure you're adding in the Ducks in there as well. As we'll have that matinee game for you on Saturday, 12:30 start time. We have seen where the Ducks have split the season series with Edmonton so far. Edmonton getting the win back in January. The Ducks getting that 6-5 win back February 25th. Out of the Olympic break. So we'll see if they're able to continue off some momentum and see how Mikhail Granlund continues to respond with the way he's been playing. Looking forward to this next one on Saturday. If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of Aaron and Emerson on the call tonight, you can on the other side of the commercial break. As always, the final score at the Saddle Dome tonight, 3-2, the Ducks take down the Flames in overtime. And make sure to join us on Saturday, 12 o'clock. We'll have the pregame show for you, 12:30 puck drop. And thank you for tuning in to the postgame show here on Duck Stream, powered by TuneIn. Enjoy the rest of your evening and your Friday night, and we'll see you on Saturday afternoon.